You're listening to More Perfect Marketing, the show for business owners and entrepreneurs always on the lookout for smart marketing ideas to keep their business moving forward. And now, here's your host, David Baer.
Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of More Perfect Marketing. My name is David Baer, and in today's episode, we're going to talk about another path to grow your business that you may not have thought about, but it can really help you, both your stature, your expertise, your authority in your particular area of expertise in ways that you can't imagine. My guest today is a guy named Stephen Caffrey. Am I pronouncing that right?
You are, David, perfectly.
Stephen and I have known each other for the past year, and we just like to pick on each other. So there you go. Stephen Caffrey is an expert in course creation and scaling courses online. And I wanted him to come on because I was eager to pick his brain around how courses get used by businesses and experts of all sorts to grow their stature, grow their expertise, grow their authority, and grow their bank accounts. So Stephen, thank you. Welcome to More Perfect Marketing.
Thanks, David, for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I wanted, before we dive into some of the work that you're doing with your clients who already have courses, to sort of lay the groundwork for somebody who might be, I don't know, runs a professional services firm, an attorney or an accountant, and explain the opportunity for somebody like them when it comes to online courses.
Sure. So the specific platform that I really like is one that in North America you call Udemy. Rest of the world they call it Udemy. Okay. So it's Udemy. And what it is, it's really a platform that gives anybody the opportunity to teach people what they know, what their expertise is. It runs around the gambit. I know people that put up courses to teach wine, how to discern wine and stuff like that, all the way up to how to get certification in, for professional services, like for people who want to be in Salesforce, to people who want to teach, how to do better meditation and things like that. So it runs the gambit of everything. But what it is, it's a fabulous platform for people to record their videos, record their trainings, and post it up so people can actually come and buy it, pay for it, and get you a little bit of revenue.
But the clarify, because you're saying platform. A lot of people will think, oh, I got to create a course and then I have to put it on my website. So this is like a marketplace.
This is a marketplace. Okay. This is really a done for you place to post your videos. So you don't have to have a website. You don't have to have a place to store your videos. Think about it in the way of it being a YouTube location where you get paid to post your trainings. People come there and buy your trainings.
And so why would an accountant, an attorney, or any other professional want to have a course in the first place? What would the benefit to them be?
So there's a number of them. I think the big ones are it gives you authority so that when somebody wants to potentially become your client, it gives them a place to go and learn about you. But it also gives you the opportunity to pre-teach them what you're going to teach them and take them through as a client. So it gives you the opportunity to get a better client and have a client who knows you and trusts you before they even meet you.
Well, I like that. I had an accountant in some networking group that I was in once who had courses. He didn't have them on Udemy, but had courses on how to use QuickBooks for your business. Mm-hmm. Now, I assume that he actually, offered services, but he was showing them sort of the basics of how to use the software. And then maybe he gained the authority. I don't know what subsequently he did after that.
So most times what I would expect that he was doing is he would teach people what they need to do, right, at a certain level. And then when they got into that, the higher level or the more advanced things, and the things that were probably a little more challenging to do, or you needed a little bit more, knowledge of the business, then they would come to him as a client to say, okay, I've gotten myself to this level, but I don't know how to go to the next one. Can I work with you? Can I hire you to do X, Y, and Z? So it's kind of like a stepping stone. It's kind of like putting the worm on the hook and letting the people have that little taste of the worm, but then you reel them in into your business.
I know this situation full well because, as you know, I have a bunch of courses on the Udemy platform, or for our international friends, Udemy. And I was teaching how to run Facebook ads early on in the Facebook ads, when they first sort of came out around 2009, 2010. And I had a lot of students who took the course and then would start emailing me and saying, thanks for the education. It's really overwhelming and confusing. Can I hire you to do this?
Exactly. Now,
I actually hadn't planned that, and I didn't have a business doing it at that point. I started one, but it makes a total sense what you're saying.
Yep. No, it's a great platform to build authority. Like that's really what it's for. Because in all honesty, while you get paid there, you're not going to make a living off of it.
So let's talk a little bit about how that works. The sort of the economics of a marketplace like that for courses.
Yeah. So think about it this way. The people who invented that system and run that system, they're in it to make money for themselves. So what they do is they, especially if you are not going to do your own marketing, or another way to say it is you're not going to go and pay money to promote your course so that somebody will come and buy it and you allow them to do it. They're going to, I believe right now the split is they'll take 70% of the revenue and you get 30%. Typically though, courses run anywhere from $49 down. There's a few that are in the $100 to $200, but that's usually well-established people. And Udemy actually is the ones that determine the price, and they actually can change the price at any time, even to the grand total of being free. And you don't get to decide that. They get to decide it. And so what they're really doing is they're trying to generate students who are going to then start going through the rest of the system looking for other courses or more of your courses to buy.
Yeah, I remember that a lot of the sales that were made, and I still have those courses up there. I just, the only one that's even relevant anymore, and you, I think you mentioned this a few minutes ago, is the course I have about wine, where it's sort of evergreen content. That Facebook stuff, nobody should buy it. I should probably take it offline because it's so old that it's not relevant anymore for the most part. But I remember a lot of those were sold at like the $10, $9.99 price point. And so I would make $3 on every sale. Now, there were a lot of sales made, but a lot of sales at $3 a pop still doesn't amount to that much.
Yeah. So here's one of the tricks that I do with my clients now who are already what I call successful course creators in there. And this is something that, people can think about if that's a course or a path that they want to take, is that what they're teaching in there, we can bring them out and teach similar things or the next step up at far more pricey price point or higher price points, to the point of there's somebody I'm talking to right now who's most of her courses are in the $49 range. And in talking to her, we're probably going to bring her out and sell what she does at $25,000 per person.
That's a huge jump.
It's a huge jump, but here's the thing. In most cases, it's a self-limiting belief on the person who is who's selling the courses that people won't pay for it. Mm-hmm. So in this case, her target market, her ideal target are CEOs of companies of over 10,000 people.
Yeah.
Guess what they can afford?
$25,000 course.
why these guys are in there paying $49. I don't want that CEO in the first place. But we bring them out, you know, we bring her course out online. What Udemy does is it proves the authority, right? It proves that she can teach. We bring them out, and the people who are truly her client are now out. We can bring them out and charge those higher numbers. And literally, we can generate what she would in Udemy over a year in just one sale.
That's incredibly smart. And what I will say is that, you know, Udemy is similar in certain respects to Amazon or Groupon, which has trained us as consumers to look for the sweetest deal. But as business owners, we really need to look at it from a very different perspective. And I think you have some insight into that I'll ask you to share.
So what we're talking about is selling on value and not on price, right? The way I like to talk about it is I can go and say that I have a car that I would like to sell you. I can sell you it for $1,000, or I could sell it to you for $50,000. Without seeing it, your perception of the value of that car or what that car is going to look like is going to be totally different. And it could be the exact same car. Another way I like to look at it is, how often do you go and see, you know, those too good to be true sales? You know, we're going to give you it at 90% off. Doesn't that make you go and go, okay, what's wrong with it that it has to be that low? Mm-hmm. I'll give you a true life example of a lawyer, one of my clients who's a lawyer. She has a 21 day training thing that, or course that she sells. And over those 21 days, she helps you get prepared for a certain type of court case to be, you know, get all the right documentations, know what to say, make sure you've done the filings the right way over 21 days. So it's about 15 to 20 hours worth of video. Mm-hmm. She was selling it for $21. And over a period of a year and a half before I met her, she sold 7. Mm-hmm. I convinced her that she needed to put the price up. And after a lot of fighting with her, we got to $147. Still really low.
Yeah.
The very first day that she changed it to $147, she didn't change any of the way that she was, you know, letting people know about it or sell it, her website, it was the exact same thing. Didn't change anything.
So just the price changed.
Just changed the price. Changed the, you know, literally three places on her sales form, changed the price. In the first day, she sold 28.
Wow.
So a month later, after doing about anywhere from 15 to 50 a day sales, you know, selling it that many mm-hmm. times, we convinced her to get it up to $149 or $147 now.
Yeah.
And she's selling close to 200 a day.
That's right? Pretty amazing.
Because from if you
seven,
think about,
yeah.
because you think about it, right. If a lawyer is saying, I'm going to give you this for $21, mm-hmm. your perception of the
what's value, wrong
your, what's wrong with it? She's selling the exact same thing for $347. They're like, oh my God, I have to have this because it's going to save me so much money.
Oh, maybe I missed this. So you've jumped from 21 to 147 to 347?
347.
And you're making 200 sales in what span?
A day.
Wow. All right. So, well, there's clearly a lesson here. Now people are sitting here listening to this conversation and going, okay, you got this Udemy thing that maybe, you know, $10, maybe $0. And then you get this other path to selling your course, but I don't have the benefit of all the people at Udemy. And so how do I figure out how I can charge a lot of money and get a lot of eyeballs at the same time?
So there's a couple things that you can do. The first one, the pricing, literally, if you have, you know, the time, go and interview some of your existing clients, specifically talk to the ones who have spent the most money with you, who you had no troubles with, you love to work with them, and they, and if you know, they have never complained, right? Interview them and say, look, I'm thinking of putting this this training together, this course together. How much would you be willing to pay for it? Don't give them a price. Ask them, how much would you be willing to pay for it? Okay. You know, you say things like, it's going to be, you know, over a 2-week period. It's going to be, you know, we'll talk on Zoom or, you know, in person or whatever your structure is going to be. It doesn't exist yet. Just talk about it. You'll be surprised what people are going to say, though, they're willing to pay for it. So that's one of the best ways to know how to price it.
Okay.
The other way is get out of your own way and price it as high as you feel comfortable. Like go to $2,000, go to, you know, $1,000, whatever you feel comfortable, and start asking people, would you pay that for it? If people say yes, without hesitation, you're not charging enough.
Hmm.
If people start going, then yes, you're in the right range. If they say no, what would you pay for it? Because the perception of value based on what you've told them they'll get and the change in their life that they'll get, they'll know what the value of it is and they'll what the comparable price should be.
Okay. So I mean, all of this makes sense. I know sort of how to approach the pricing in general. Right. You've introduced me to a couple of additional ideas, especially sort of getting the reactions and how you judge if you're in the right ballpark based on the reactions. But still the question of how do you get people when you're not in a marketplace environment to see your offer? Do you suddenly have to take all that money that you're making on selling the courses and as our friend Tom says, you know, give it to Facebook philanthropy so that lines Mark Zuckerberg's pockets? Or is there some other approach to getting your course in front of the right people?
So right now, I think the wisest way for people who have never done a course before and not wanting to pay all of that is to go into Udemy or into one of the other platforms that are out there like that. I think Udemy is the ideal one just because of the future ability to bring people out into your, you know, more expensive programs. So what I would do is, now that you know how much people would pay for the whole thing, which is where you would teach them how to do it, you change the course to be what to do. And you put that into Udemy. So what I'm saying is it's going to be like a teaser that you put into Udemy, and Udemy is going to do all the marketing for you for people to start to know about you. Now, it's not going to be one of those situations where if you put it in today, tomorrow, you're going to get 15 people who want to pay for your high ticket. It's not going to work that way. You're going to build some authority, build some trust, build some, people to know you. And over a period of time, you're going to then start using the techniques that I have. You have the ability to email those people who are your students 3 times a year that you can then bring them out. Now there's a few techniques and tricks that you need to do that. But then, you know, over a period of probably about 6 months to a year, you're going to build up enough people in there that, one, you're going to have some additional revenue coming in, that you can start building your platforms, the environments that you're going to need outside of Udemy. And that will be all different depending on the individual. It's not, you know, there's not one, system for everybody. You know, there's different platforms, different technical things that you need, depending on how you're doing and what's your comfort level. And so, you know, then you've got that revenue that's going to help pay for that and to do, you know, a little bit of marketing to then go to YouTube, go to Facebook, go to Google, go to LinkedIn, right? And do a little bit of, you know, spend to bring those people in who are going to pay that higher ticket.
This is a very, very different approach from, I think, what most people teach about courses in general and about course creation, right? Often the big advice that we get, and I think we want to still give the same advice, is don't build the course until you know what people want
exactly
to learn from you. But this whole idea of teaching a teaser course where there's, I assume, valuable information, right?
Yep.
There has to be.
Well, so here's the thing to think about, right? In a lot of cases, there are a vast number of people who are going to go in there and go, okay, that's what I need to do. And they'll go to Google, they'll go to YouTube and try and figure it out themselves, all the nuances, right? But there's a lot of them, you know, the majority of them are going to fail.
Mm-hmm.
The smart ones are going to go, all right, you know, I just watched this video that David did on Facebook ads and I tried it and I still crashed and burned. Obviously he knows what he's doing. Hey, David, how do I work with you to do, you know, to really learn how to do this?
Right.
You've told me what to do, but I don't know how to do it. I can't figure it out. So that's the circle there. Trust me, there are people who are going to go and figure out how to do it. And, you know, that's phenomenal. You've still helped them out. You've put them on the path. You know, you've got them in the right direction. But the people who really need your help are going to come and become your clients. And they're more likely to be your raving fans.
Yeah, that makes sense. And that's who you want as a client, yes, ultimately, isn't it? So, Stephen, you've figured this out, right? You have been a student of this process. You've watched and tested the sort of the technique from pulling people out of Udemy and then building subsequent courses for people to move into. And you mentioned a couple of the types of clients you're working with. You mentioned an attorney. I forgot who the other one was, but you know, what's sort of the range of types of people who you work with?
So I have a woman that I'm working with who teaches people how to build their tarot card reading business. I have a gentleman who teaches people how to be better coaches from the heart. I have a client who teaches people how to get their certification in Salesforce. It's the full gambit. You know, this will work pretty much. I'm not going to say it's going to work for everybody. I think it'll work for most people.
Well, just to follow up on that, because I asked you at one point, hey, I got this wine course.
Mm-hmm.
Would this work in my situation? What do you remember what your response was?
So my response was, is this something that you would want to, that people who take your course would be want to become a sommelier, right?
Well, if you pronounce it correctly, it would be sommelier, but yeah.
Sommelier.
Close, right?
Well, you know, my French-Canadian didn't come out quite right, so I apologize. So you have to think about what the next progression makes sense for, right? So if you were teaching people, and I know that your course is really more for, you know, the casual drinker, or right,
it's for the consumer, and it's all about helping people be more confident about wine. And I think what you were trying to get at was, is there, you know, maybe a monetary benefit for the individual after they've taken the course? Can they improve themselves financially in some way? Is that what you meant?
Generally, yes. Or, and in some cases, so like, you know, the woman who teaches the tarot cards, she's doing that because she wants them to have their own business, because she's seen the marketplace for people who want their own business, right? And so that's the natural progression for people coming out. So in Udemy, she's teaching them how to read the cards, you know, here, you know, this is what the cards mean. Then she brings them out and it's really about, okay, how do you become an LLC? What are the legal things that you need to know about? How do you set up the right bank account?
Mm.
And so she's really teaching the whole business of it, and not just, well, I mean, she takes them to the next level in reading cards and things like that, but she encompasses that whole business atmosphere. And that's why I was bringing it up with you, is for the wine tasting, if these are people that would progress to that, maybe they become a buyer and seller of wines, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, or they, you know, you look at what the progression is,
right,
and that's where you take them.
And so there's more value in it for them, right? So a consumer is not going to spend $25,000.
No, and but, and that's not, and yeah, you're not going for that, right?
Right.
In your case, you're not going for that.
Right.
But there could be, you know, you could sort of take it to the level of, okay, how do we make you a connoisseur of wine, right? It's not just understanding, you know, to buy wines, but how do we teach you about the palate,
sure,
right? And all that sort of stuff. So that might be the progression,
mm-hmm,
right? Because there are people out there that are willing to say, you know what, for $10,000, I would love to be the best in my community at knowing wines. You know,
I had a hedge fund manager, maybe I should make this course, who hired me to, he had just bought a new loft in Soho and hired me to go and buy all the wine to fill it up, yeah, and then explain to him why I bought certain wines so that he could have parties and impress all of his guests with his amazing wine collection.
Yeah. And that's the perfect example of the, yep, progression, right? If you take it back to, you know, the examples that you were talking about, like a CPA or a lawyer, right? What's the progression that people are willing to pay for that next level or that exclusive level, right?
Makes sense. So, okay, you've cracked the nut, you figured this out, and I'm sure that there's some folks who are sitting here listening to this going, I want to know more. Enough with the teaser course. I want the real thing. How do they get in touch with you?
Easiest way is to go to my website, stephencaffrey.com. It's stephencaffrey.com. And you can, there's actually at the bottom of the page there, there's actually the ability to book my time. So just get right onto my calendar and I would be more than willing to get on the 20-minute call with you and see what we can do to guide you in the right direction.
Excellent. Well, this is a fascinating. I knew a bit about what you did and you've opened my eyes to a ton more of it and explained some things that I was a little bit in the dark about. And I hope that our listeners have benefited as well. So Stephen Caffrey, thank you so much for coming and joining us.
David, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Indeed. Likewise. So folks, you've been listening to another episode of More Perfect Marketing. Thanks so much for hanging out with us and we'll see you again here on a future episode. Take care.
You have been listening to More Perfect Marketing. For a collection of 26 smart marketing cheat sheets to help you master your marketing, please visit getdavidsgift.com. That's getdavidsgift.com. Once again, thanks for listening to More Perfect Marketing.